bitch.
It's lit.
I got y'all.
Our kids, that's all you do.
Let go. Woo. Whatever you doing, need to stop that. Listen in, tune in to the podcast. Battle, bonja. Get the latest tips. They talk relationships. Whatever the best topics are, they debating it on. Battle, bonja. Car rep for the ladies. The real rep for the fellas. Get the more, not the less. It don't get no better. Battle of the Bonja. You get the in and out. They go pound for pound and go round for round. On what? Battle of the Bonja. Battle of the Bonja. Tune in to Battle of the Bonja. B-O-T-B. Terrell, the car, what it do? Lego. Shout out to the team, shout out to the team.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know what that mean, y'all know what that mean, yeah. Hey. Battle of the Bonja.
See, Lego.
I want to rock with your baby.
Your mic is too loud.
What you mean?
Your mic is just too loud.
I ain't sound like Bobby right there?
No.
You crazy. I swear.
I told you. Somebody said you had vocals on my Instagram the other day.
Hating on me.
They said you had vocals on my Instagram the other day.
Rocking
like, you know
and rolling, rock. And
That's how the words go. I didn't say that's not how the words go. I just said that you didn't sound like Bobby.
Whatever. See, I'm not doing this with you today. Never mind. Don't even worry
if
about it.
If you sounded like Bobby, we wouldn't be here.
Huh?
If you sounded like Bobby, we wouldn't be here.
Whatever.
Be
I ain't trying
here.
To. No, that's just hating.
Yeah. Speaking of Bobby.
Valentino.
When I get up all in ya, yeah. We can hear the angels calling us, yeah. And we can see the sunrise before us, yeah. And when I'm in the thing, I make that body sing.
You know what I mean? Like a cop call.
I make you sing.
Yeah.
Throwing the buck in the latest drop. I got stopped by a lady cop. She got me thinking I could date a cop. Cause her uniform pants were so tight. She read me my rights. She put me in a car. She cut off all the lights. She said I have the right to remain silent. Now I gotta holler. Sounding like a siren. Talking about yeah. Yeah. She the law, and she know I'm the ball, and she know I get high, above the law, and she know I'm wrong, she know I'm from the street, and all she want me to do is fuck the police, talking about.
You know, there's so many things that Lil Wayne taught me in life, you know what I'm saying?
When I get a ball in ya.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to a legend, man.
I make the body say, I make it say,
I said I love Bobby Valentino's part.
Bobby smoked this. But nah, like I was saying, like
and after we got done, I said, lady, what's your number? She got 911. What were you saying?
Nah, Wayne taught me a whole bunch about life in this era right
how?
Here. There's some of the songs that I pulled from in life. I remember this is actually one of those albums that, like, I mean, everybody went and
didn't
bought
they
it.
People pissed off because he said Rodney King be like.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. They did. But, you know, like, I really
and
enjoyed this.
He said
this.
It three times.
He said, oh, now y'all going to get this one today.
Her love is time.
But go off, sir.
Mrs. South for South. I know you wish your name was Mrs. Calder, huh?
Wee, 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 wee
like a cop car.
When I get up all in ya, we can hear the angels calling us, and we can see the sunrise before us. And when I'm in that thing, I make that body sing. I make it say,
Officer, Mrs. Officer, tell your lieutenant get them cuffs off for ya.
I'm Kid Kid. All right, I can turn it down. So what's going on?
I was waiting on a, who is this?
Kid?
I was waiting on Bobby's part.
Oh, okay.
Are we cutting it off early? That's fine, because the song is long as hell.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you can lock me up and throw away the key. Call your sergeant and tell him you can't finish your shit.
He smoked that. I didn't like the disrespect you was giving Bobby V last night.
No, I was not giving
Bobby
him disrespect.
V some disrespect last night.
I love Bobby.
Yeah.
I was not giving him disrespect.
So we were having a conversation and Takara was telling me that, what? What are you talking about? This right? Okay. All right.
Maybe you can lock me up and throw away the key. Call your sergeant and tell him you can finish your shift.
Cause it's on tonight. Breakfast in bed.
Don't disrespect Bobby.
Breakfast in, and I can't wait to get home.
I wanna do it all night long. Mrs. Officer.
I'm sorry. So like I was saying, Takara was having this, we were having this conversation where Takara was saying that Jeremiah would smoke Bobby Valentino.
In a versus war?
Yeah. And I was just like, I don't know about smoke. That's crazy.
Bobby didn't get enough songs.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, people might say the same thing about Jeremiah. I think maybe the fact that I know what Jeremiah, because, you know, if you're a producer, you do what you produce to as well.
Yeah.
And I think if I just know all the stuff that Jeremiah has, like, done and produced. So I think that's probably.
Okay.
Like, I'm pretty sure Jeremiah produced, I'm pretty sure Jeremiah produced Chance the Rapper at Summer Friends.
Really?
Yeah. Like, Summer Friends on stage. And I'm pretty sure he did that. He did that.
Okay.
Like. There's a lot of stuff that he's on.
Shout out to Jeremiah.
We could probably do like a Jeremiah Eric Bellinger.
So you think Eric Bellinger has more hits than Bobby Valentino?
What all hits does Bobby Valentino have? Bobby Valentino has 10 songs.
You got Bobby fucked up.
Hold I like on. Bobby. I'm a major Bobby fan. Nah, like I'm a major
no,
Bobby
no,
fan.
No, the way that you over here talking right now, you clearly can't be. Now I'm getting pissed. Because that's ridiculous.
I'm a major Bobby
and
fan.
And I mess with Eric Bellinger. Don't get me wrong. But damn, he ain't got one of these joints. He ain't got that.
Tim and Bob.
You know what I'm saying? That's a hard record right there, Takara.
Bobby Valentino.
Why are you looking at me crazy?
You know how we do. It's another one.
I saw you walking down
the. I'm not going to play this long, but I'm going to just cut it off. But that's just the disrespect right there. Like, come on, bro.
Give me your phone.
Why?
Give me your phone.
Why?
Give me your phone.
All right. So this is what we're doing now.
Give me your phone. No, that's an excellent song. And I agree with you. You know, that's a hell of a song that he does have.
Yeah.
But if you want to talk about, like, you know, classics and stuff like that, because Bobby ain't got one of these either.
No, I was talking about with Eric Bellinger, bruh.
Oh. But Eric Bellinger got some hits. You have to be an Eric Bellinger fan, though.
That's my shit right here.
That's what I'm saying.
He smoked this right here. We got Liz let the first verse go just because he smoked this.
So I know you want to ride out. Even if we only go to my house, sit more easy as we sit upon my couch. Feels good, but I know you want to cry out. You say you want passion. I think you found it. Get ready for action. Don't be astounded.
All right. Okay, we need to turn it off. But, you know, that just brought up a great question for me really quick.
Oh, wait. Hold on, wait. Are we getting to the verses now?
No. Okay. We stay right here now.
Okay.
We going, trust me, I got a lot to say about that too.
Okay,
so don't
cool.
worry about it. What would you say is like the greatest birthday song?
Birthday song?
Yeah.
The greatest birthday song.
Like,
that's
like,
one of
that's
them.
One of them.
For sure, that's one of
what
them.
What would you say is like the greatest one?
Another one for me is Go Girl. It's your birthday.
Yeah, that's a hard record right there, too.
Say I. Yeah, that made me feel a type of way.
I feel like Gucci got one that's pretty hard. Hold on. Let me think about it. Let me think about that. Hold on.
I expected that Drake song to be a better one than it was.
Yeah, you was hyped when
I saw it. When I just saw the track list, I was like, it's going to be my birthday song. Yeah, you was hyped off that
one. Who got a good, what's a good one?
Oh, 2 Chainz.
That's who I was talking about. Yeah. Yes, there you go. Yeah, there you go. But yeah, the disrespect. We're not going to get into that anymore, but yeah. Disrespect.
But it is another episode of Battle of the Barnes. You are now tuned into round 116.
Yeah.
What up, though, y'all?
What up?
So, yes, we're going to get into our weekly recap first. But the first highlight of the weekly recap is me and Terrell had a versus.
I was cheated.
We had a versus Friday.
Go ahead.
Yes, we had a versus Friday that we planned, and Terrell got beat like 8-2.
I did. I took a whooping.
He got beat pretty bad, and you know, I felt really good about my victory. Terrell said I was in the shower going, yeah.
Hold on, we ain't gonna get there yet. So we're gonna slow walk this all the way through today, all right? So you know, what was that? I guess when did we start having this conversation? Honestly.
About us doing what?
Yeah.
Just so, the verses or?
Not just the verses, but just in general. So, of course, you know that, you know, at all of our live shows, we always kind of do a beat battle at the end of the, end of the show.
We do 5 songs a piece.
5 records. So, actually, you know, what the show should have been last month, this was something that we were discussing back in December.
Right.
And in the conversation, so I remember this whole entire time. So, Carr had Drake. All right. Tell me if I'm wrong.
And you know, you're not wrong, but if you recall, you remember saying, I'm going to give you Drake. Like, you were doing me a favor. I did.
I 100% said, I'm going to give you Drake. So this was in
December.
That's
a key point there that you said, you're going to give me Drake.
This was in December, okay? So, you know, of course, you know, quarantine happens, all that, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Swizz and Timbaland's been going out and doing these versus battles. So, you know, I was having a conversation with somebody, and it was like, man, y'all might as well go ahead and do one. So I brought it to the car about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the original one that we thought about doing was Mariah Carey and Mary J. Blige. Okay?
But we let the people vote.
All right. Hold on. No. We not getting to we let the people vote, because I don't feel like the people voted.
They voted.
No. I don't feel like the people voted.
Okay. Says the person who, let me tell you what Terrell said. He said the people didn't vote. Says the person, he said, how do you get notifications when people do your little polls and stuff? Because I be thinking people don't be voting on mine. No, honey.
No,
you have to go
what
and
I'm
look.
Saying
he
was,
doesn't know
I felt
how
like
Instagram
you,
works.
I feel like you had this lined up before the people voted. So, no, all right. So, all right. So, you know, we put the flyer out. I guess, and you know, we were supposed to do it on not this past Friday, but the one before it. I can't remember the date. We ended up having to push it back because of weather, all that, right. Whatever. So
we didn't want to have a Nelly situation.
Right, we didn't want to have a Nelly situation. So, boom. So the 15th comes. Friday the 15th comes, correct?
Yeah.
Am I missing anything yet?
It is.
At this time, so I've been working on my future set list for at this point 3 to 4 months.
Interesting.
Okay. Because I was like, all right, cool. Clearly, she got Drake, right? Not worried about, you know, all that. I got these hits. I'm good. So, this is where it kind of goes wrong for me. All right?
Okay.
So, I get a text message from Takar and said, hey, why don't we do Drake and Future? And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So, then she was like, all right, tell you what. Let's take a poll. This is exactly how this went, right? And then I was like, all right, cool. So then she puts the poll out, and then 3 minutes later said, I got Drake. No, I'm sorry. I got Future is what you said.
Okay.
Right? So then right at that point, I was caught off guard. So what did I do next?
What did you do next?
I called you.
Yeah.
I called you and I said, you sure? And from that moment on, it was downhill for Terrell. It was complete downhill. I was like, I swear she's out here trying to Jedi mind trick me. Right? So then we proceed to... do the battle, and I got my ass kicked 8-2 on some people's cards.
Because he played some trash Drake songs, bro.
But you got to, let me tell you my theory, though.
The therapy was, bro, you played Girls Love Beyonce.
I did. I did. And, you know, like I said.
Bro, you played Pop That.
I did. Hold on, that's another thing. Don't give me, I'm sorry. That's another thing that you did.
You played Pop
That,
bro.
Let me
you
tell
played
you,
French
so,
Montana,
yeah,
bro.
So let me tell you what. So the car texts me. Let me tell you, she set this up from the beginning. So she texts me like at 2 hours before and was like, hey, can we do features? I said, yeah, of course. So then, of course, I play French Montana featuring Drake. Pop That.
Featuring Drake.
All of a sudden.
When I said, can we do features, I meant like, can we do what other people own the song?
I didn't. When I hear features, I'm thinking them featuring on somebody else's joint.
That's a miscommunication on our part.
Well, when I, all right, cool. But then.
That means I really could have killed you if I would have did that.
Well, I thought you was going to have some of them records.
Oh.
So I was like, all right, cool, whatever. So then we get on there, and then all of a sudden I play Pop That, and all of a sudden, you playing other people's song. I can't believe you did that. Why you got to play other people's song? I'm like, what do you mean? He's featured on the song. You don't hear his vocals on the song right now? She's like, oh, no, that's not, that don't count. That don't count. Then she had people in the comments going off. That ain't even a song right there. They ain't produced that.
I didn't have people
song.
In the comments. They were just saying the truth.
They was all in the comments.
They were saying the truth.
But needless to say, I took a nice little ass whooping.
Yeah.
And that was my day.
And it felt good.
Yeah. So then
felt great.
Later that night, you know, the car goes to hop in the shower. And I hear niggas in there, yes. Yes. Said, this nigga just celebrate. This nigga celebrate. Were you celebrating, bro?
I don't know what I was in there doing. I was like, yeah.
Shout out to you, man. Well, yeah, you kicked my ass. So I'm ready for my rematch whenever you're ready. You just give me a date and I'm good. And that's that.
Yeah.
But shout out to you because you did kick my ass.
I did. Shout out to that. But the thing about it is that, like, you could have did so much better than what you did.
I could have.
And then they was really clowning because after Terrell put his songs, I started playing Drake songs. They was like, Takara won for Drake and Future.
I could have. And that's the crazy part because you play all my favorite records. And I just overthought it. Like, after you messed me up with the features joint, I just was overthinking it at that point. So it happens.
Dude, but when I come back, though, Girls Love Beyonce. Like,
I thought that was a fire record.
It is, but not for that.
What was I going to do with Stick Talk? I keep asking niggas, tell me what you want me to play.
You can at least play In My Feelings. Everybody liked this song.
I wasn't playing no In My Feelings. That's crazy.
You didn't even play Pound Cake.
I didn't play
Up All Night, Kush, Roll, Glassful.
That's my shit, too. You know, I overthought it. So I took an ass whooping. So shout out to you.
He played Nothing From Nothing. He played Nothing From Nothing. What's the saying? He played Nothing From More Life. He played Nothing From Take Care. He played Nothing From Views. What the hell did he play?
That's a lot. See, now you over here just. Now you over
here.
So
you played something from Views?
Yeah, I played something from Views.
What did you play?
I can't remember. I got the list out there. I have to tell you.
You
I can't remember what I played.
Nothing From Views, bro.
I did. I know I did. That's the crazy part.
You didn't. Did Everybody you? Said that.
Oh, my gosh. I lost.
Yeah. Yeah, he took an L.
Bad one.
Okay, so we're going to get into it. So that was how my week went, which was great. So we started our vegan journey Monday. So make sure y'all go on Instagram and check out our vlog. We did a vegan vlog for it.
Yeah.
So make sure y'all go check that out because we posted that. It's like 8 minutes long. It's pretty funny. Both perspectives, we both recorded, which was cool. So we're going to go ahead and get into the topic. So the first one was, this is a Terrell topic. He must be trying to come for me. It was a, who doesn't take responsibility the most, men or women?
Yeah, so I think that women don't take responsibility for a lot of their actions. I think that y'all tend to brush it under the rug. And I actually just, and you was like, oh, clearly men don't, aren't accountable to all the things they do. And I just don't understand how. I feel like there's always a lot of deflecting going on when it comes to women. I don't know if y'all hold each other accountable. Do y'all hold each other accountable?
Because yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we do.
So y'all can take
especially when it comes to like we complain about our man, they be like, now what he do today?
So
which
y'all
means,
can take
girl,
the critique.
You said something yesterday.
So y'all can take the critique from a woman and not like another
yeah.
man.
And we said that we talked about it in Girl Talk, how we don't really take it from y'all, but we take it from
why
our friends.
Why is that?
I don't know. I guess I don't know why that is, but we talked about that like the first week, maybe like the first week or second week of Girl Talk, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm. What
so,
was it?
Yeah. It was actually Margot. Margot was like, I can listen when somebody else tells me something. She said, but it's like when he tells me something, I'm like, ugh, like so offended. Like, I don't know why.
Okay.
I'm just telling you what was said. I guess I'm the same way with you. Like, I take it from my friends, and when you tell me shit, I'm like, worry about yourself.
Yeah. There's always a lot of deflecting going on.
You do the same thing too, though.
That's
you've gotten
not
a lot
true,
better.
Though.
You've gotten a lot better over like the past few months, but you do the same thing.
That don't be true. I be letting you rock for a little bit before I be like, all right, come on. Like, come on, relax.
If you say so.
You don't think so?
If you say so.
What's that?
My water.
Oh, okay. Here you go.
Thank you.
No,
parched.
I sit there and let you rock for a little bit before I be like, all right, you gotta relax. I feel like if anybody says anything to y'all, like the first thing I do is go on the defense. That's ridiculous.
Last week was different because you were referring to something that happened last week. Last week was different because, like, I was just not in the best mood. I was on my period.
Okay. Y'all got to stop using that one, too.
Let me tell you something. You know how you said you can't speak on nothing? That when it comes to women, that's something you can't speak on.
I'm not speaking on that, but I just feel like y'all blame everything on that sometimes.
Because it causes everything.
I feel like it could be 2 weeks later and niggas is still talking about, I'm on my side. No, I don't want to hear that today. No, don't want to hear it. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm just telling you the truth. I feel like that's like a default. I ain't gonna say it's an excuse, but it's just be like, y'all use that more than anything else for y'all to have these nasty ass attitudes sometimes.
PMS.
Bruh, no.
You got the week before, you got the week of. So y'all doomed 2 out of 4 weeks.
Bruh, but it be PMS for 31 days, though. That's the thing. Like, y'all continue to use it, and that's bullcrap.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, bruh.
You got 2 out of 4 weeks, so we're gonna show out. All
right. That's half the month.
Exactly.
So why don't you just hit me on the other half? Then?
Exactly. Hell, my point.
I ain't got time to be playing.
I feel like y'all, you were the same way, because I feel attacked and I feel triggered with this conversation because I know that you're talking about me.
Yeah.
But see, he just agreed. But I really feel like you used to be the same way and you've gotten better.
I don't think so. But
don't think so. What, you used to be the same way or that you've gotten better? Because you know good and well you used to be like that. Okay.
I don't agree.
So now we're not telling the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see here. So Terrell said he wanted to have a conversation about LeBron's son. I don't know if he got a chance to read that article or not. So they was letting LeBron's son, LeBron Jr., Bronny, have it.
Okay.
On TikTok because he posted like type of girls that he liked.
Okay.
And he did post black girls too. But they were light-skinned black girls.
Okay.
So he posted, like, Latinas, and he posted white girls, and then he posted, like, some light-skinned black girls.
Okay.
So they was on, I don't see no brown sisters on there yet. Then the men was coming for him. The men were saying that he was posting, saying that he was privileged, because now he goes to that private school, he's posting girls that would never give him a chance if he wasn't rich.
But he's always been rich.
I'm just telling you. They said he's privileged.
He's always been rich. Like, I don't understand that part. You saying?
Look, no. I'm telling you what the comments say.
But I understand. I understand what the comments are saying. But that's like saying Bill Gates' kids only post about Lamborghinis. They don't post about Toyotas. That's all they know is Lambos. Like, what do you want him to do? Like, what do you expect? I'm not saying that there ain't no black people that go to his school, but I'm just saying, like, don't use the if you were poor situation. He's never been poor. Hell, his daddy ain't been poor since he was 18 years old. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. What do you want this kid to do?
They just saying that he's privileged is what
they
said.
Yeah, absolutely. He is privileged.
Because of the type of girls that he posted, because he was posting white girls.
You know, I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, me and you've had that conversation before. I
don't see him being growing up with the black girl, being with the black girl.
Why you say that?
I just don't.
I think it's true.
I think it's true what somebody else said. I think it had to be like another celebrity kid. But as far as him growing up, going to private schools, these are the type of girls that he sees. You know what I'm saying?
So
he's in California.
So how can you fault him for that, dude?
I don't fault him for it at all. I'm just saying I don't see him being with the black girl.
So me and Takars had this conversation about, you know, like, you know, when we do have children and stuff like that, you know, who's going to have problems with what? And I've heard this from a lot of women, you know, a lot of black women where they was like, you don't want to date nobody who look like your mama and all that. I've actually heard somebody ask their kid that.
A lot of them do say that. But
I know.
That's going to be hard for me to say.
I know. Yeah, you got a point. But I just feel like when it comes to that type of stuff, you know, as a parent, it's whoever makes my child happy. You see what I'm saying? Like, I would prefer them to just be with whoever they enjoy. And who makes them happy, man, and who's there for them. And then whose parents are there for them. Because, you know, even though the kid could be there for them, you know, parents might not be feeling some type of way about that. So,
Sorry.
I just feel like as long as all that's working, I'm pretty much game, to be perfectly honest. I mean, I ain't got no beef.
I think I'm going to be very particular about who my kids date just because as far as I think moms, moms have more expectations on who their kids should date than dads.
Okay.
And I think that goes for boys and girls.
Okay. Why you say that?
I just think that they do. Like, my mom had very big expectations of where it was a black boy, if it was a white boy. Like, I dated a black boy in one time, and she was just like, okay, he's going to be a drug dealer. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think that they just have those expectations. I did date a white guy in high school. My mom was like, oh, he comes from a great family. He's a good kid. He's cute. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hold on, but hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But in those two situations, did the black guy end up turning out to be a drug dealer?
Well, he was a drug dealer. He did go to jail.
Okay.
He came from a good family and he's doing well. You know, I've met him before.
Shout out to him. He's like a cop now, ain't he?
Yeah.
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 Shout out to him.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I think more is probably, that's the big thing we need to look at. I mean, I'm getting there because I'll be honest, like, if my kids bring home somebody from the opposite race, I'm just going to be a little confused. I'm just being honest. Like, I'm being transparent when I say that. I'm just going to be like, okay, so culturally.
Is it confused? Why would you say confused? Why would you use that word?
I was being not real. I'm just not going to like it.
Okay.
I'm just going to say that.
And like I said, I've seen parents ask that. I think for me, it just really is just about happiness, man. That's what it boils down to.
It is, but it's about other stuff too. Like for me, like, you know, when it comes to me, if I was to be with, I could never now be with a white man now. I'm just being honest. Just because the fact that it's just certain things, like I really do feel like you're going to have to constantly explain stuff.
And especially that could, and if that he's potentially going to happen, yeah.
Especially if he's not, like you, with another opposite girl, y'all are going to have to explain a whole lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like with us, like, even just the hair situation. You know what I'm saying? While you're asking me to go swimming, why I don't want to get my hair wet, I can't get my hair wet because I have a wig on. You know what I'm saying? Just like stuff like that.
Yeah, or, that's a lot to be trying
to explain
to somebody.
It's too much.
Every 3 minutes.
You know what I'm saying? Or I have to sleep with my bonnet on. Oh, yeah. you got your bonnet on. Take your bonnet off. Like, no, because my edges. And then, like, why are you using a toothbrush to put your edges down? Like, you know, it's just, it's too much.
They don't know about that toothbrush game.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just.
He's got to get taught the toothbrush game.
Right, like, certain brush. Well, you know, hey, we'll get me a brush from the store. He brings back the wrong brush. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Then we gotta go back. You know,
or that edge control.
Edge control. You tell him, hey, can you go give me some edge control?
Wait, know what that
wait,
is.
Wait. Hold up. Yeah. You
know? He got the 4-in-1 body wash. He think you use a 4-in-1 body wash joint.
Right. Head and shoulders. Can you give me some for my scalp? He's gonna give me head and shoulders. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just too much of that that's gonna go on that's gonna be like a constant journey thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For the rest of our lives. But I think, you know, after so many years, I give that at least 3 years to a whole lot of explaining.
Okay.
I'm just not doing all of that.
That's fine.
Unless you get some guy, there's a lot of white guys who are used to dealing with black girls and they prefer black women and they know how it is. But
all right, but just because you prefer not to, you know, date, you know, a white guy or, you know, a Latino guy or anything like that, you prefer to date a black guy, that doesn't mean that your child has to.
You know what I'm really thinking about here lately?
Go ahead.
I was thinking about this like a week ago because me and my wives group were talking about, you know, our sons dating and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I think I'm even going to have a problem with if my son brings home a cheerleader. You know what I'm saying? Just like.
Oh, okay. So you just going to have a problem regardless. That's what you're telling me.
Maybe.
Yeah, you just don't have an issue.
No, because it's the point that I made.
What?
If he brings home like a little cheerleader, I'm going to be like, why are you even going with little Jada over there? Jada over balling. You know what I'm saying? Unless he get like a little girl who's just like a little baller, you know what I'm saying? Just she hoop and she going to college. You know who I think would be like the perfect like daughter for a kid?
Who?
Like, I wish she would just pause and age Akia from Tech.
What?
Akia.
I know who you're talking
like,
about.
Like, I think that she was just like the perfect figure of somebody's son to be dating. You know what I'm saying?
Shout
like,
out to Akia.
She plays ball. You know what I'm saying? She little AKA, got good grades, come from a great family. You know what I'm saying? Just that's the picture I want. The little baller, little point guard.
So you trying to tell me that a person, you know, it can be a little girl who done, you know, volleyball, comes from a great family, two parent household. You'd have an issue with that?
I wouldn't have an issue with it. I just prefer.
but it's not your decision.
I just prefer Jada over here. I just prefer the two guard on the team. You know what I'm saying? Who just dropped 30 the other night.
I just think that as parents that you're just supposed to allow your kids to live and learn.
Oh, you are for sure. You are for sure. for sure, but we don't have kids, so we can't. I'm just saying, like, you know, if I could just see myself now just having a little girl over, and I see you in that fast rate, girl. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I say all that to say this.
I did get cussed out in the seventh grade.
When you brought home
it was a letter.
A letter?
It's a fact. At 2 in the morning. I remember, I'll never forget it. TNT was on. The basketball game was on. I got cussed out.
And your mama said, it's not happening.
It was not happening that day. Shout out to you, Stephanie.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah. I say all that, but I mean.
Well, you remember your parents, your family, when we was together in tech, they thought I was white.
That's true.
And they was like on the phone.
That is true. Shout out to them.
But you know, it's certain people, like, and you know what? That's one thing that black people, we need to be more real about that, because like, it's a whole bunch. And you know what? I'm fine. I have conversations with my white homegirls all the time, and they tell me, you know, I just couldn't date a black guy. And I totally respect that.
And I respect that. I don't think there's anything wrong with anybody
but
saying
But you know,
that.
I just feel like black people be so quick to talk about white people being on some racist stuff when it comes to their kids, because I'm telling you right now, I know some black folks who's not going.
Yeah.
and
it's the truth.
My daddy, baby, my daddy is not going.
Shout out Eddie P.
Okay, like, I remember
the legend.
I remember when I did date a white boy.
Yeah.
That one white boy, he was like, he like looked at me and was like, you like white boys? Like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I just really do think that you should just let your kids go in and make their own space or make their own mistakes. I think that you should teach them or, you know, inform them of situations.
Do it for the culture.
Probably, but I mean, at the end of the day, ultimately, it's their life that they are living. So you can't make them do anything. You can't make them date anybody. So if that's who they like, if that's who little Bronny like, if that's who he's been around his whole life, I mean, what do you expect?
I mean, I just don't. If he's with like a little, but my thing, think about the percentage. I mean, LeBron's the small percentage of the NBA players who's with a black woman.
That's not true.
It's a small percentage.
Where you get that number from?
I mean, it's a small percentage.
Why you say that?
A lot of them were foreign girls.
There you go. Okay, I was thinking about something totally different.
I just said not black women.
All right. Okay.
They're with the foreigns. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them are with girls like that. If you ask me for it, I feel like a lot of them guys, all they girls look the same.
I feel like a lot of the superstars are with black women.
The superstars?
Yes.
Like who?
LeBron. Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. High school, college sweethearts.
But it means with her,
they
though.
Stay with him, though. You see what I'm saying? I respect it.
I mean, I kind of throw Lala. I mean, I know she kind of Latino, but I throw Lala in the
Lala,
black
line. I feel like Lala goes as black.
Yeah. Lala?
Yeah, I feel like Lala. Giannis? Giannis with a black girl?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he is. Jane, and Mello been with Lala since he was 19.
Jane stay in V Live, so that kind of count.
It don't count.
That does count.
Does not count. He likes
Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant.
The superstars. Yeah. Kevin Durant. Yeah.
I mean, I could just continue to name them.
But Kevin Durant. Remember that time Kevin Durant had some chick and she was trying to kiss and we came at the locker room and Joker looked at the camera like, she tried it.
She
tried it. He looked like.
Oh, you definitely got to relax.
He kissed her though, but he looked like, no, she didn't.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, that's what Shawty did on the draft the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, moms had to get her up out that seat. You know what I mean? Mom saw what was going on. She saw the potential that she was ruining. Yeah.
And they probably not
shout out to moms anymore. For that. Shout out to mom for seeing the potential that that young lady was trying to ruin right there. Had to get her right up out that seat. Shout out to her.
Like, that was just so, it's just, but you know what? Like, this past draft really just showed it in full effect.
It's legendary.
Like, it showed it in full effect. Like, you know,
that's true. That's true. I know what you're thinking about. That is true.
It just showed the hold on, the ready for it in full effect. But you know, it showed some city girl action just in full effect.
There was a couple of city girl actions going on.
It was
a
lot of, yeah.
Yeah.
How is that growing up? Can you sense that? Like with you growing up, you being like a star athlete, you know, you being 6'7", you know what I'm saying? Like in high school, you playing ball, like.
Did you mean that city girl action?
Yeah, like, did you, like, experience that, like, girls want to talk to you just because you hooped or girls thinking you were going
you don't
to
really,
leave?
Like, you don't feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't just walking around.
So y'all really believe that they really want y'all.
I thought she was on my body. You know what I mean? Like, what you mean? I thought I was popping. The hell you talking about? I used to be lit going to the games. That's a fact.
What you mean lit?
They used to want me, babe, back in the day.
I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Because you was tall. I mean, you was playing ball. I mean, you was on the team. I'm sure.
Yeah, but I just never, I never trusted anybody's intentions, though. Like, I never trusted anybody's intentions.
Really?
And, like, I wasn't even one of them guys who was, like, a five-star guy or anything. Like, I was pretty good, but, like, I never, like, hey, if you looked at Terrell, you wouldn't say he was going to the NBA out of college, I mean, right. out of high school. Like, I can only imagine some of them guys like DeMarcus, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That guaranteed, you know, 50 to 100 million in the next 5 years. You know, like, I can only imagine that type of energy that some of them guys was getting. But I don't know. I mean, I think you just got to keep a level head with that type of stuff and just move on. And just, you know, see what people's real intentions are. Really, honestly, to be perfectly honest, the niggas is worse than the women.
What you mean? Oh, with dudes?
Yeah.
Like, trying to, like, be us friend and stuff?
Fact.
That's so, like, but what I was going to say really quick, and we can get into that. I just couldn't imagine being one of those girls, bruh.
There's like, plenty of them out
I
here.
Don't have that in me.
There's 42-year-old women like that right now.
I just don't have that in me. Like, and it's girls that's really liked it, who's just really on some, like, he finna go to the league. Girl, he got money. Like,
yeah.
But any back to your point.
No, dude, I ain't really want to make any more.
And
points
I couldn't
than that.
No, I couldn't imagine that as a dude. You know what I'm saying? Let me go hang out with my dude because my dude didn't leave. We finna have all the girls.
Yeah, I knew somebody.
I'm finna spend all his money.
I knew somebody that was like that. One of his partners was going to the NBA, surefire, top five pick. And yeah, dude used to get it popping just like that. It's a fact. Yeah.
Are they on the payroll? Like what I'm just what
he wasn't on the payroll or nothing like that. He was just like he was just out there. He was in the mix. That's all.
I'm just confused.
What are you confused about?
What are they? Are they trying to gain anything? Or I'm just.
I mean, hell, nigga, they just should be popping too.
They just want to not work and they just want to use somebody else's name.
Yeah, basically.
I don't consider you a man.
Hey, you 22 years old. You driving a Lambo. And you ain't got to get up to 12
o'clock.
They
show friend bought.
That's true. But niggas is out here doing it every day. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand.
That's a little beyond me, but anywho.
Shout out to them.
Yeah. So Terrell said he wanted to have a sucking and eating conversation. I don't know what that was about.
What were we talking about yesterday? No, we were listening to, New Pablo. Pablo. And they were having that conversation and they were talking about, what did he say?
Basically he was just saying how like, a girl has to want to suck a dude up.
Yeah.
Like, that's had to be something that's on her mind to do it.
Right.
Which was a good point.
And the whole entire thing was they were talking about like if a woman like cheats, like that's like the most foul and flagrant and shit that she could do, like in cheating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I was just talking about and then we were just talking about, you know, like men and women, the difference. Like and I had a conversation with a friend of mine once before, and he was just talking about I'm gonna just be honest. He was just like, he was like, man, like black women just don't give head, man. Like it just, I don't know why. He only dates white women. So,
okay.
And he was just like, yeah, black women just don't like it. Like they, it's like, it's just crazy. Like, it's just crazy how they don't do it. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like that's, I don't know who you're talking about, but, I just wanted to kind of get your thought on that.
Black women?
Yeah.
We
don't even got to say black women, just women in general.
Well, black women, I think that's a stereotype.
Okay.
But I think it's kind of a situation like older, the older you get.
Why you say that?
It's kind of, I think that like, just the older women, I just think like older black women have kind of derailed from that. If I do hear on some stuff like it, it's older black women who don't do it.
Okay.
That's just what I've heard.
And okay. I don't know. I mean.
That's just kind of what I've heard. Just girls in general. I mean, from what we hear that white girls do that a lot better than what we do. And we hear that's what they do. We hear that too. But we just, that's something we don't really give a damn about. That's fine. She got it.
Yeah.
That's what our little thought process on it.
I think more of what he was saying is, what he was trying to say was like, black women don't give as much like head, but they expect a lot. is what he was saying.
Facts.
And so it wasn't even necessarily about what like white women was doing. It wasn't even like a comparing type of thing. It was really just that. Like he was just like,
that's facts.
Yeah. So I guess maybe I worded that a little bit wrong, but that's ultimately what he was saying.
Oh, so that's facts. Well, so, I mean, I feel like that's something that, I mean, I ain't gonna say that. Cause I'm not gonna say that like black men don't do their part. Cause I mean, they do, but yeah. I don't know.
But do you feel? I guess the real question is like, who do you feel like expects more here, like men or women?
That depends on relationships.
No, I don't think so.
Cause I know some girls who don't like it.
Really?
I can name you plenty of women who do not want it and don't care about getting that. And I think that they've lost their minds.
Okay.
And their men don't do it, and it works.
Now, dude, I wonder with that, do they?
Yeah, they
enjoy giving head.
I don't know if they're just waiting to do it, but they do it.
Gotcha. Huh. Okay.
So they don't say that. I don't really care about getting that. I'm like, you're tripping. Okay, girl.
Shout out to you. All
right. Right. Like, okay, girl.
But
I would say that probably. But I think for me, I mean, I think it's all about matching energy.
Okay. Elaborate.
I think that if it's something that you're doing all the time, because like they said, we have to want to do that.
Yeah.
When it comes to that. Because there was plenty of times where we had a period of time where I was just going head first all the time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I felt like I wasn't getting reciprocated mm-hmm. like I should have been. So I just said, fuck it all the way together.
Okay.
That's just me personally. I just feel like when it comes to that, like, for me personally, it's like an energy match type of thing.
Okay.
If that's something that you're, like, constantly doing or something that you always ready to do, I'm gonna be like, oh, well, let me show out then. You know what I'm saying? Like a gas. But
okay.
That's just how I see it.
All right. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
He listens, so he'll call me later on, man.
Right.
Call me later on. You know, I wouldn't mind calling him right now. Like, I have no problem.
People are at work, babe. You always just want to just call people. Like, what are you doing?
I'm about to say, he's sitting in his office right now.
Just be wanting to just.
So we are recording this at 2:00. Shout out to us.
Right. Yeah.
One thing I did want to talk about, just kind of stay right there in that, almost that same vein. So I've been doing a little bit more reading on like soul ties.
Okay.
And just kind of getting the understanding of them and, you know, who it really affects. And I don't know what my opinion is on it.
Explain
right now.
Explain them, because I was like watching somebody in IG Live the other day, and they were, like, these young girls were talking about it. They were like 22-year-old girls.
Really?
They were talking about soul ties. And I was asking questions. Like, does that mean like you're in love with somebody? And they were like, no.
Yeah, it was basically from the research that I've kind of gotten, it's just kind of, you know, I don't want to say this incorrectly. So it was kind of like, you know, whenever you have sex with somebody, it could be married or, you know, premarital sex, anything like that. You tend to bring that person with you or take that person along with you. And one of the things that I read, it was saying like you even just sit down and think about that person, even though it might be a toxic situation. It might not be a really, really good situation. Like you'll tend to still think about them. And I'm thinking like.
I could see that.
Why do you say that?
I could see that.
So, see, and that, I don't know. I don't. Is it, and like, that's why I have more questions, because now
not
it's like,
really, I don't think maybe as far as like you thinking about them, like being with them, well, woo, I think maybe it's still going to cross your mind that you've done something with them. You know what I'm saying? If you scroll on their time, they scroll on your timeline, it might come across your mind. Like we did that time.
No, I thought from what I was reading, it was more of like the, and maybe somebody can educate us.
Because, I have no clue, so.
Yeah, but like from what I was reading, I thought it was more of like you constantly thinking about, maybe not constantly, that's not the word I'm looking for, but like you do, think about that person. And it's just like, is that every single person that you have sex with? Like, how does that work? You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm sure there's people out here that have like they've had sex
millions.
With folks that was like they don't want to remember that person
right,
at all. You
right,
see what I'm saying?
Right.
So like, how does that work? Is it just a person that you had an emotional connection with
maybe,
that happens?
Maybe it was.
But, you
maybe
see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or is it?
I can speak from a female perspective.
Go ahead.
Maybe you know we have a term called demon dick.
Yeah, but
you have a soul tied to some demon dick.
Okay. All right. Okay, that makes sense then. So I guess could it be? Could I guess maybe it could have been like where you had like a really good experience. I don't know.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Maybe that's it.
Or like a soul tie where it, like the dick was so good, and then you know he might have been showing that, or he might have been an asshole, but you just like see. Or we know.
I think that's different than what you're saying though.
I'm just saying soul ties, like because I was when you saying that it's different, because I was finna go even further when I say that like even like girls will know, we'll see a dude who might have big dick energy, and we'd be like, that's demon dick. Let me stay away. I ain't got time. He gonna have me showing out.
I don't know. What were the young ladies saying on that thing that you was watching?
They were just talking about how, like, they feel like they had less for that person. And okay. Plus, I think I kind of got on late, so I kind of got in on the middle of the conversation.
I'd like for somebody to kind of elaborate on that for us, because I don't really know. Like, that's something that I would be pretty curious, intrigued to listen to somebody talk about that, because... y'all already know I don't believe in horoscopes and all that zodiac signs and all that shit already. I'm good. So, yeah, I would like to have somebody put me on game about that, because I don't know. I'm clueless. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know any. I guess I'll research it, and I guess we can restart this back.
Okay.
So, we did get a situation.
Yeah.
Sent to us yesterday. I'm going to read the message. And it says this. Been dating a guy for 2 months, long distance, treats me like a queen, etc. Now, when we first started dating, I asked him if he was into monogamy, polygamy, and polygormy. I don't know what that is. That's a new one. Is that the word?
I don't know. We had to Google it.
Yeah, I only know of two. He said he was cool.
I'll Google it while you're reading.
Yeah, he said he was cool with monogamy. Well, me and my PTSD from niggas was like, cap, LOL. So, minding my business and going along, I done fucked around and met this nigga. We've never done anything but talked and smoked. I done smoked with him and his girlfriend, too. Now, he's already mentioned to me polygamy was something he was interested in, and that him and his girlfriend of 5 years have talked about it. See, at first, I thought they were plotting on some other shit, but he dead ass want me to be their second wife. LOL. But crazy thing is, I just want to sit and talk to this man all day. Like a man with a brain and a man who knows how to use his brain and properly communicate. It's not even anything sexual, but I can look that man in his eyes too intense. Feel like he going into my soul. Feel like he looking into my soul and be felt the same thing. And he felt the same thing. But see, I'm not a cheater, and I'm all about transparency. So I'm going to see my boyfriend this weekend, and I want to talk to him about an open relationship. Is this dumb? I can't hide shit from anybody. I'm a sucker for communication. I'm Muslim, and polygamy is allowed in my religion. But I see if my boyfriend says it's cool, would want to stay with my boyfriend and join in on another relationship. But see, if my boyfriend says it's cool, I would want to stay with my boyfriend and join another relationship. I had to read that again. You think God gonna be mad at me? Is this dumb? Should I just be, hold on.
Should I just be nigga and see?
Oh, should I just be nigga and see where our relationship goes? Help.
All right, well, this is a lot. So let's answer the first question. So make sure I got everything.
She
has a
boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay. And but
treat her like a queen, etc.
Gotcha.
Just long distance.
So let's just answer that first question. You better not tell him because it's over with. It's okay. Dunzo. So that's the first question is done.
Okay.
I think
it sounds like let's break this down because it was a little long.
Yes.
So it sounds like when she heard that he said he was into monogamy, like just being with one girl, like she was saying it's cap. Like she said that she's got PTSD from niggas. She's not used to niggas only wanting to be with one female.
Gotcha. Carry okay. On. I got an issue with that right there. But go ahead.
Go ahead. What's your issue?
I got an issue because I understand that you've dated dudes like that before, but if this guy is showing you that this is what he's on, then you should only take it, like you shouldn't be bringing past relationships into your next.
Easier said than done.
It really is, but I mean, if you had a point in a relationship where you're trying to date to marry, and I don't know if she is, but if she is, then you see what I'm saying?
Right. I'm going to read another little point here.
Go ahead.
That was really good. Let me see. Keep talking.
Okay. No, I mean, what were you looking at?
Okay, so it's what she said. And I was like, so you're really into him, right? You know, is what I did ask.
Okay.
About as far as the boyfriend.
Right.
Because I thought so. And it was like, I mean, yeah, but what I felt with this guy through just conversation is like, what the fuck? Like, you hear about these connections with people, but I ain't never believing this shit. But yes, I like blank, but twice a month, it's starting to take a toll. I would honestly want him to see him if it's cool, but an open relationship would be ideal.
Hold on, so she's saying that she liked the other guy or her boyfriend?
No, she's saying that she likes the boyfriend, but she's saying that we only see each other twice a month. Like,
okay.
It's long distance, it's starting to take a toll. She wants to see him all the time.
Okay.
But when it comes to the situation, my question with that, when it comes to the situation with you being with, you know, another couple, how was that going to work too as far as seeing them? But, you know, a point is, you know, this girl, she was making a point that she's all about her bread, you know what I'm saying? But she doesn't really want to cut back. She wants a guy. She's perfectly fine with, you know, a guy who's with her getting her money, getting to her money. And
she's busy and he can be busy too.
Right.
Okay.
Period.
Yeah.
I mean.
Hold on. But no, then that kind of, I mean, but that kind of goes against what she just said though, because she was just saying that, because she said that she wants to see him more than 2 times a month, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, if she's busy, he's busy.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's where y'all schedules fit in at.
Good point.
So
I'm just not with the, I just think that it's really all about, I think you have to think about the end goal.
Yeah.
With all of this. I think if your end goal, I don't ever feel like a polygamous relationship is ever going to work end goal. That's
true.
Just me personally. There's people out there who's making it work just fine. Like when they did that little Don't Rush challenge, when it was,
when they had the Instagram joints.
Yes,
yeah.
One dude had 3 women.
That's,
you know what
fact.
I'm saying? So, I mean, I just don't ever see an end goal with that. Like, that's never going to work. Niggas can't please too.
And it also sounded like to me, that she didn't necessarily want to be
have
with
sex.
The. I'm not even talking about sex. It just sounds, because it sounds like the dude, not her boyfriend, but the other guy, it's like she has this mental and emotional connection with him. She ain't even really said anything about like sex or anything.
Right,
like
that's
that.
What she's saying. Instead, it wasn't about to say she's supposed to talk to him all day.
Yeah, but that's another thing, because it's like, I don't hear anything about, you know, his spouse or nothing like that. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
That right there is a touchy situation.
What you mean?
Like, it sounds like, they are like in a, like trying to be in a relationship. Like, does that make sense?
What you, oh, you seen the other girls not in the picture?
Yeah, like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's just a lot. That's a lot going on. It's just a lot.
I mean, I'm just with the, I mean, I just, end of the day, like, open relationship, I think it's all about the end goal.
Yeah,
I think, you know. I think we're at the age of, you know, I can't speak about anybody else's age. I think that, you know, after so long, you need to be at a certain place where you're dating to marry somebody. You're just dating to, it's always going to be this way and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Or just be single. But I think the end goal needs to be taken into consideration with this kind of, what do you want? Do you eventually want to get married? But the thing about it is, though, too, people got to understand that when you do get married, it's about sacrifices. It can't just be all about your work. It can't be all about your money. It has to be compromise. And that's any relationship, period, not even marriage.
I think that kind of surmises a little bit what you're saying. If you and your boyfriend have a good situation going on, I wouldn't suggest trying something like that could be potentially a fling for y'all.
Right.
You know, that could ruin something that could potentially be long term.
Right. And thing with this, I think that this is something that I didn't realize when I was going into a relationship with you. And this is crazy for me to say. I just never really thought about longevity.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think about the growth we was going to have to do. I didn't think about the changes we was going to have to make.
Yeah.
I didn't think about the, this doesn't work for us, let's switch this up again. I didn't think about, hey, we're going to go pescatarian this season. Hey, we're going to go vegan the next. Hey, we're going to go through this. I didn't think about all that. Nobody
right,
does.
Right.
So I think that one thing that we don't realize as women that, you know, one, you have to pray for men to be the husband that you want them to become, and you have to pray to be the girl, the female that you want to become too. So even if that person's not who you want kind of right now, I think you really have to be specific about your deal breakers and kind of what you're looking for, and still somewhat of potential, and just seeing kind of they're going to grow into that. But I think that's the key to have like mentors too, to talk about like, that can be fixed, or that's a red flag. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. That's a lot, but that's how I think about that.
Okay. That's a lot.
That's a lot. I'm team with the, you know, you got you one that you saying treat you like a queen. I'm stick with the man who's treating like your queen.
Yeah.
That's just where I'm at.
That's where I'm at too.
But I guess that's it for today.
Looks like it, man.
That was it. Yeah. Thank you guys.
No, it's not. Cause you tried to front my boy. Don't do that. Talking about emotionally unavailable. I saw that. You put that down there at the bottom. Late. Don't do that.
Late.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, it must be Little Future's birthday today.
Yeah.
And I read the message. I ain't like how you tried to play Future for real.
I mean, I put the truth. Let me go to that.
Yeah, I didn't like how you tried to, why you do that, why you pulled it about though. I don't like how you tried to play the first inductee of into the rafters. Like that, you know, like he wasn't wishing his son happy birthday as well.
He did wish him happy birthday, but okay, so
go ahead.
This is what he said. So Dangerous Russell Wilson posted, "You're my daily inspiration, my best friend, full of love, joy, and grace. I thank Jesus every day for who you are and being able to lead and guide you. Your future is forever endless, and I pray you swim into every opportunity and obstacle in life with this much love and enthusiasm. Happy 6th birthday, Future. Daddy loves you."
Okay.
Then Future, his biological father.
Yeah, I thought that one little sentence at the end was a little flagrant, but we ain't gonna get into that.
He put, "Happy birthday, Future. Love you, forever twin." And the only thing I put was, "Emotionally available man, unemotionally available man." That's all I put.
I didn't understand how you said that though. Like, I need for you to elaborate because
it wasn't even about the father daughter thing. It was just like legit, just a thing, like emotionally available men, unemotionally available men. Like, that's just how I saw it. Dude's Future's unemotionally available, bro, and it shows. Russ is emotionally available, and it shows.
I don't like that. It shows. I don't like that.
There's two different dynamics there, and it shows.
Okay.
That's just like the, you know, I mean, you know, he got the happy birthday text, HBD. HBD.
Shout out to Future, man.
Like, and it's just crazy. Like, it's just like, you know, I got a homegirl right now. She gets emotionally available text and unemotionally available text. There's a difference. And I'm just reading them and I'm like, oh.
Why can't it just.
We're leaning towards the emotionally available nigga.
But why can't it just be that the emotions are portrayed in a different way? Why can't it be that?
How? Oh, the Rolex.
Yeah. The Roly.
Oh, the Rolex. Okay. That's where the emotions were.
But yeah, nigga, that's AP. What you talking about?
It was the Rolex.
Buzz down.
Yeah.
I be hating on Future, bro. I'm done with hating on Future.
I'm just saying, I'm rocking with the emotionally available men for the rest of my life.
I thought the little.
You consider yourself an emotionally available man?
I do now. I don't know about via text message. Maybe somebody can't. That's the thing. I don't know. Maybe some people can't express themselves via, you know, words like that.
Available.
But I was thinking, then, like, damn, he's a rapper, so he kind of writes shit down all the time.
And then he's got a bunch of kids.
Where does that come from?
I feel like he should be emotionally available. I feel like, you know, they say kids make you like softer, make you like that.
Who said that he's not? Maybe he's closed off.
I think we saw what we needed to see.
Oh my gosh. Y'all see what y'all want to see. That's what really happens.
Okay.
Okay. That's how I feel.
Thank you guys for
Yeah, got you caught up today. Thank you guys for
tuning into another episode of Battle of the Barns, and that is a wrap.